Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to go on an adventure?
Hi friends, my name is Peter, and yes, I'm ready to go. Today's topic is e-reports.
And our title is Tiehua Village. Tiehua Village. Peter, have you ever been to Tiehua Village before?
I've never been there before, but I have heard many great things about it.
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful place to visit. And today, Rebecca will go to Tiehua Village to relax and enjoy her time there.
Wow, well that sounds very exciting. And she is not alone today.
Oh, is Campbell with her again? We saw Campbell in last month's e-report.
No, Campbell is not with her this time, but we will have to wait and see. It's a surprise. So, this village is on the east coast of Taiwan.
Peter, what is a village?
Well, a village is a small town or country. And I think we'll learn more about what a village is today. I think that will be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited. A village is very different from a city. All right, friends, right now we have to go to Jack. We need to go over our keywords.
Hello, 我们今天要向你介绍的是台东市的铁花村。它其实是一个公园，在那里呢，你可以体验丰富的文化。文化就是 culture, it's full of culture. 现在人生活忙忙碌碌，没有机会放松。People rush everywhere and don't have time to relax. 动词 rush 说的就是人匆匆忙忙，东奔西跑。铁花村提供很多的艺文活动，每周三到周日的晚间都有音乐会 concert. You can go to concerts there. 观众呢会从黄昏就开始聚集，先找个好的座位坐下，等候音乐开始。They find good spots to sit. 名词 spot 就是地点、位置。除了音乐会之外呢，那边还有艺术作品的展出，还有贩卖当地的艺术家手工艺品的小店。最后他们还会提供很特别的饮料，是用当地特有的食材做出来的。They serve unique drinks. 形容词 unique 就是独特的、与众不同的。
Welcome to e-report. My name is Rebecca, and right now I am in the beautiful city of Taidong. And while in Taidong, I found a cute little village called Tiehua Village. Why did I come here? Well, I just wanted to take a break from my busy schedule in Taipei and just relax. Hey, it seems like there's a lot of interesting things to do around here. I think we should go check it out. What do you say? That's what I thought. Let's go. Come on.
Tiehua Village in Taidong is a popular tourist attraction. It is a place that is full of culture and life. Many people live busy lives today. They rush everywhere and don't have a lot of time to be quiet and relax. That's why Tiehua Village is so nice.It is a peaceful and relaxing place. But that doesn't mean it is boring. There are many different things to see and do in Tiehua Village.
Tiehua Village is located in Taidong. It looks like a beautiful place. And what beautiful lanterns!
That's why many people visit, and it is full of culture and life. Marie, can you help us more with this word culture?
Sure. I am an American, so I know all about American culture. In America, sports such as baseball and football are very popular. Many people enjoy watching these sports.
Yes, that is definitely part of our American culture. We have food as well, such as barbecues outside, especially in the summer. And, of course, the way we celebrate our holidays, too.
What is your culture like in your country? Talk about it with a friend.
So many people visit Tiehua Village because they have busy lives. They rush around everywhere and don't have a lot of time to relax.
Let's talk about the word rush. If I wake up late, I rush to get ready. I do everything very fast, so I am not late for work.
Some students that don't have a lot of time, they rush their homework. You don't want to do that because you will make mistakes.
That's right. And sometimes drivers rush when they are late for work. They rush on the road. Don't do that. Well, these days, many of us are in a rush. We don't have a lot of time to relax. That's why Tiehua Village is so nice.
Yeah, it's a quiet, relaxing place. But that doesn't mean it's boring. Here's Jack to tell us more about this.
虽然铁花村是一个宁静轻松的地方，但并不表示它就很平淡无聊。But that doesn't mean it is boring. 我们来学这个很实用的句型。首先动词 mean 就是表示什么意思。所以 but it doesn't mean 意思就是但是它并不表示就怎么样。来练习一下造句吧。比如说我没有告诉你这件事，但那并不代表我不信任你。But that doesn't mean I don't trust you. 或者我没有打电话给你，但那并不代表我忘记了你的生日。But that doesn't mean I forgot about your birthday. 当你需要为自己辩解的时候，这个句型就很好用咯，请多多练习。
Thanks, Jack. Well, just because a village or town is quiet, that doesn't mean it's boring.And Tiehua Village is definitely not boring. Well, let's find out who Rebecca meets. Let's go to part two. Wow, so many lanterns! This place is so cool! Gabe, is that you?
Rebecca, what are you doing here?
Well, Gabe, I heard that Tiehua Village was a great place to relax and to listen to great music. What are you doing here?
Well, I heard there was space on the Puyuma train, so I caught the train from Taipei to Taidong just to come here to relax. Hey, everybody. Yeah, I really need a break. That's why I came here.
Oh, great. Do you come here often?
Actually, this is my first time.
First time. Hey, mine too.
No way.
I was just getting ready to walk around and explore. Hey, you want to join me?
Can you sound a little more excited? Ask me again.
Come on. I wanted to go look at the lanterns. You want to come?
Really? Let's go.
Yeah. You want to go that way?
Sure.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
Okay. You lead me.
Yeah, I will. Wait, stop. Yeah, and look at this lantern.
Even though this place is called Tiehua Village, this little area in Taidong isn't really a village at all. It's more like a small park and performance space. Tiehua Village used to be the site of an old dormitory for railway workers, but then it was turned into a performance space in 2010. Now it is a place where music and art come alive. Every evening, from Wednesday to Sunday, visitors to Tiehua Village can enjoy live concerts and music performed by local and foreign artists. On evenings, when there are concerts, local people and visitors will come to Tiehua Village in the late afternoon as the sun goes down.
Thank you.
they find a good spot to sit down with their friends. They chat and relax and wait for the concert to start. Soon they hear the sound of an iron bell. This bell tells everyone that the concert is starting. Everyone gets ready to enjoy an exciting performance.
来呈现咯，各位同学们准备好了吗？
Rebecca saw Gabe at Tiehua Village. Hey, what is he doing there?
Well, Gabe decided to take a train there and enjoy a relaxing trip too. He needed a break.
Okay, well, Rebecca and Gabe go to Tiehua Village and it's their first time. They will explore, look around together in this village.
But Peter, we actually learned that this place isn't really a village.It's a small park with space for concerts.
Oh, concerts. I love concerts. You can listen to music. How exciting. Marie, have you been to a concert before?
Yes, I have. I remember my first concert. My favorite singer of all times was performing, and it was very crowded. But my friends and I had a lot of fun.
In Tiehua Village, visitors can watch concerts.They can enjoy live music every evening from Wednesday to Sunday.
That's great. Well, it looks like Gabe and Rebecca are having fun watching the live music.
Well, you know, it wasn't always like this. This place used to be a site for an old dormitory for railway workers. Wow, so before it was turned into this performance space for concerts.
That's right, and now it's a place where music and art come alive. What a great sentence! Here's Jack to tell us more.
铁花村是一个音乐与艺术活跃的地方。It is a place where music and art come alive. 句尾的片语 come alive 就是描述活跃的意思。当你要描述某个地方的时候，就可以用这个句型。It is a place where. 比如说 ,it is a place where you can sit quietly and relax. 那是一个你可以安静的坐着放松的地方。It is a place where you can enjoy music and meet new friends. 那是一个你可以享受音乐并且认识新朋友的地方。这个句子呢真的蛮好用的。请你用这个句型描述一下你的家乡。试试看吧。
Thanks, Jack. Wow, before this place was a dormitory, and now it's a place where music and art come alive.
And visitors can find good spots to sit and wait for the concert to start. Wow, this park is really interesting. I can't wait to learn more, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Talking about the city of Taidong. Have you ever been there before?
Yeah, this is on the east coast of Taiwan, and I love going to the east coast. You can take the train there. It has beautiful ocean coast and beautiful mountains, too.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. One day I will have to visit there. Okay, friends, let's see what happens next with Gabe and Rebecca. Here's part three.
You can see a lot of art at Tiehua Village as well as enjoy music. many local artists bring their art to Tiehua Village and show it at the village's art hall. They make some really interesting creations. People who like to shop can find several shops and a small market at Tiehua Village. These shops sell local food, clothes, and crafts. Visitors can buy these things and bring them home as souvenirs to remember their trip. Don't forget to try some of the unique drinks that are made from fresh, local ingredients. Overall, Tiehua Village is a place where the local people of Taidong can share their culture and talents with visitors from other cities and abroad.
Well, you know what I'm going to miss the most, Rebecca?
Let me guess! The lanterns.
No, the food. I'm kind of hungry. But I love the lanterns! Let's go see my favorite lantern again, can we please?
Yes, yes, just a moment. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us for today's e-report. I hope you enjoyed learning about Tiehua Village, and we'll see you next time on e-report. Okay, okay, go, go, go. Riding on the cloud, shining like the sun, and a trumpet sound, and lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold me now, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun, and a trumpet sound, lift your voice.
Did you see that, Peter? Gabe and Rebecca performed in front of a live audience. I'm sure they did great.
They looked amazing up on that stage. Now, in this last part, we learned that people can see a lot of art at Tiehua Village. Local artists can bring their art and show it at the visitors' art hall.
And people who like to shop can find different kinds of shops and markets.
These shops sell food, clothes, and crafts, which visitors buy to remember their visit from there.
Yeah, when you make something by hand, it's called a craft. I love crafts!
Well, what kind of crafts have you made, Marie?
Well, I've made bracelets, ribbons for my hair, and Christmas ornaments.
Wow! Well, many children in elementary school make crafts in their classrooms. They might use paper, glue, string, scissors. Friends, do you like to make crafts?
The drinks there look so delicious. Visitors must try some. They are very unique.
Well, if something is unique, it's different from everything else. It's very special.
Right. You can say, that green car is very unique, or she has a very unique talent.
Well, Marie, do you think I'm unique?
Well, I think everybody is unique in their own special way. You too, Peter.
Oh, well, thank you. These unique drinks are made from special ingredients. Marie, you like to cook, right?
That's right, and that means I use a lot of ingredients, like eggs, bread, sugar, and flour.
Oh, so these drinks have special ingredients. I think I should try one. But right now we're out of time, friends. We need to review our lesson. So let's look at our key words from today.
Here's our first key word of the day. Culture. Culture. There is a lot of culture in this city.
Rush. Rush. He rushed to get to school on time.
Concert. Concert. The music at the concert was wonderful.
spot. Spot. This is a nice spot to sit and rest.
Unique. Unique. This card is unique and beautiful. Friends, don't forget to practice those keywords. And right now, it's time for Super Sentence Man.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Are you looking for something to buy for your house?
Well, I'm just looking around. What are you selling?
Oh, many things. Many electronic things.
Well, I see that you have a lot of lights.
Yes.
They look pretty nice.
Yes, they do.
But why don't they turn on?
Oh, that's not important. The lights here are special, and you will like these lights a lot because these lights are
These are the lights which don't work.
What?
These are the lights which don't work. I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence for today is this. These something which something else. So again, sir, these are the lights which don't work.
So these lights don't work.
I didn't say that.
No, but you thought it.
Well, maybe.
Well, maybe you can give me this super sentence in another way. Go.
Okay. Oh, these toys are toys which all children love.
That's great. That's great. These toys are toys which all children love. Super. Can you use this super sentence?
Well, these stores sell things which I don't really need.
These stores sell things which I don't really need. Super, super. Gentlemen, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, these are the lights which don't work, eh?
Well, no. I mean, yes. I mean...
And how much money are they?
Only $1,000.
I have an idea. If you pay me $1,000, I'll fix them for you. Then you can sell them.
Okay. Great idea.
What a relaxing day it was today. We went to a concert, we had good drinks, and we saw live music.
Yeah, this place is great. Friends, we hope you enjoyed our e-report. They're always a lot of fun. Well, friends, we'll see you next time, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Goodbye.